Joining me live over the phone right now is Wyoming representative from House District 22. That is Andrew Byron. Representative Byron, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate your time. Of course, House District 22 covering the northern Star Valley area and extending into Teton County as well. And Representative Byron, of course, this is your second year as serving in the legislature. So first question out of the gate, I guess, for you is what did you learn in your freshman season, if you will, that just feeling more comfortable this year, I guess?
Yeah, freshman season, the general session, ended up mid-March. I learned a lot. Everyone uses the analogy, you're drinking from a fire hose. But, you know, I felt like when we settled in a couple weeks into the session, really started getting into the flow of things, you know, there's a lot to learn on how you draft bills, who you can work with, how you work with people. And, I'd say the highlight of it was towards the end of the session when we had to start working with the Senate to see bills through, which was a trying matter. The senators are certainly have been there a bunch longer than us freshmen, and you definitely have to earn your stripes over there. So just learning how to work with people was probably the highlight of what happened in my halfway through my freshman year. You know, we're going into November, which will be mark a halfway part, and in my 2-year term, and then we'll head into the budget session starting February 15th.
Perfect. So let's talk about what's been going on since the session over the summer and fall months. Of course, you serve on the House Revenue Committee. So let's start there and what's been happening revenue-wise in the state of Wyoming with that committee.
Yeah, a couple different committees, but great to start on the big hitter, I'd say. You know, the House Revenue Committee met in Sheridan towards the beginning of the year, beginning of the summer. And then we actually just wrapped up a meeting last week over in Casper. And we have one more coming up here in early November in Cheyenne. And everything related to the revenue committee has been the most important issue that's facing, I think, all the electeds down in Cheyenne right now in terms of our constituents and our citizens of Wyoming, which is the property tax issue. So we have reconsidered a number of bills that didn't make it through last year and for various reasons. And we asked LSO, our legislative service office, to refine those bills and polish them up. And at the end of the day, we passed a couple great bills in Casper last week. In addition to the current refund program, which, you know, I pulled up, Duke, I pulled up some numbers from Lincoln County just this last tax season. And in 2021, we had 100 applicants that received property tax refunds. In 2022, this most recent year, we had 346, and over $250,000 was given back to the citizens. So I think that's a good start. And we're going to expand that refund program. It made it through committee a couple weeks last week, but there's still a little bit of work to do. That's a pretty complicated bill. It's going to meet some resistance on both sides of the hallway down there in Cheyenne. And then I think the one I'm most excited about is a new bill was introduced for the long-term homeowner bill is kind of what it's being called. And what that bill will do is if you're over 65, you've paid residential taxes in Wyoming for 30 years. That doesn't matter if you've lived in Laramie, Cheyenne, and now you're calling Lincoln County home. That'll give you a 50% reduction of your property taxes. So I'm pretty excited about that bill. That's the bill that's aiming specifically towards, you know, our friends down the street, the folks on fixed incomes, and, you know, especially, in House District 22, as well as Central and Southern Lincoln County, all of Wyoming, you know, really for those grandma and grandpa that have enjoyed Wyoming, really paid their fair share for over 30 years, and give them a little bit of relief there. So that's an exciting bill. And then the property tax exemption bill for primary residents, formerly called the homeowner exemption bill, that seems to have a little bit of steam again, and we're working towards that. That bill will give you exemption potentially up to $200K of the value of your home. You know, I think it met a lot of resistance last year in the House side and the Senate side, and ultimately didn't make it, but I think there's a chance it makes it this year. You know, what's important with those, Duke, is we need to get a constitutional amendment passed. It made it through the House, made it through the Senate. The wonderful Senator Dockstetter from Afton was the primary sponsor of this constitutional amendment. He was kind enough to have me co-sponsor it, and that made it through Cheyenne, and that's going to be on your ballot next November, and that's going to allow us to remove residential property out of all that other category, essentially allowing us that's the trigger we need to get these other bills through and constitutionally acceptable. So that's going to be a really important vote come next November that we're going to have to rally everyone for. And, you know, there's been a little resistance and some I think some poor communication and some inaccurate information about that constitutional amendment doing the opposite of what it is intended to do. But that's going to give us a really good chance in Cheyenne to get some real relief to the people of Wyoming.
Representative, break that down for us a little more, if you could, on the amendment and really describe. Of course, we know it's to help with the property tax issue, but what exactly does the amendment do then?
Yeah, so the amendment was sponsored by, like I said, the wonderful Senator Dockstetter out of that Lincoln County seat. And what that does is currently there's a few different categories of taxes, and by the Constitution, they have to be fair and equitable. So we need to the residential is not currently broken out into its own category. So if we can break it out into its own category, which is exactly what this constitutional amendment will do, that'll allow us to then target that specific category as legislation passes down in Cheyenne. Without that, there's some constitutional issues because a lot of these bills would have to apply to all tax categories. So it's an important part to getting any of this done. You know, we can pass some of these bills, but the unfortunate part, without this constitutional amendment, there's a very good chance they get challenged and get tied up in the courts, which none of us want to see. It just costs people money. So, it'll be on the ballot in November. You know, that means a 2/3 majority vote to get through the House and the Senate, which it got down there in Cheyenne. So constitutional amendments are very, very big things. You know, you need to understand what they are, and they are certainly they shouldn't happen very frequently. That's a special document. So, you know, we need to continue to spread the word. And, you know, I'm sure between Representative Allred and myself and Senator Dockstetter on the western side of this state, we can rally the support and make sure people have accurate information on that when they go to the polls next November.
Representative Andrew Byron from House District 22 with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Of course, you mentioned the big hitter was the Revenue Committee, which we touched on. You also serve on a couple other committees, including the Travel Recreation Committee and the Natural Resources Funding Committee. What's been happening with those two committees this summer and fall?
Yeah, Duke, thanks for that question. Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife has been a very important committee. You know, we came out of a really tough winter, as we know, and a lot of the population of specifically antelope and deer were very, very down, declined up to areas up to 90%. So working with Game and Fish, which is what we primarily do on the TRW committee, you know, they did a bunch of license reductions, which really hits home in Star Valley and Teton County and all these big deer areas, because that's a rite of passage in the fall to go deer hunting. But I was proud that Game and Fish really stepped up, paid attention to this issue, and reduced the number of licenses significantly. And more than that, I was proud of the citizens of Star Valley specifically down there, because they really on their own rallied, and a couple of great outfitters down there said, "Hey, listen, this just isn't the year to be hunting deer, and we're gonna you know not take hunters on deer hunts this year, and target elk a little bit more." The elk population made it through the winter pretty safely and strong. So hats off to the citizens kind of doing their own thing down there and getting the ball rolling on that. And then Game and Fish certainly did a lot of monitoring this summer. It sounds like there's a little bit of hope, and it's looking like they're coming, those deer, those very important mule deer, especially if the Wyoming Range are going to come out of the summer with all this moisture, nice and fat. So hopefully they make it through this winter and continue to have babies. And then in addition to that, TRW had a couple pretty important bills on the fishing side. One I was a primary sponsor for, you know, as a former outfitter and somebody that has spent a lot of time on the Salt River, you know, we're just starting to get a little overcrowded on the outfitting side. So we've dove into the concept of just kind of getting monitoring outfitting specific boats, not doing anything with the private side of things, but just kind of getting an eye on out-of-state fishing guides coming in to fish the Wyoming waters, and in-state fishing guides driving long distances to use our resources. So got a good look at that, which was really important on the TRW side. And then the large project funding Natural Resource Wildlife Trust Fund, which is a really great trust fund that has just over $200 million in it. That's kind of a subcommittee. You know, we met in Dubois, we met in Lander, and that committee does projects all over the state that are conservation related. So super critical, looping back to TRW and those mule deer, just wildlife habitat funding, and does a lot of private work on ranches, and just, you know, changing irrigations up, getting rid of cheatgrass, just a lot of great things for the conservation in Wyoming and wildlife friendly policy.
Representative Andrew Byron, House District 22. Representative, thank you so much for your time. Anything we missed that you wanted to mention today that you've been working on?
No, Duke, you know, I really appreciate it. We are touching a little bit with YDOT. I've gotten to know the director YDOT pretty well, and, you know, there's always the concept as a first responder myself on the fire side, you know, trooper safety and trooper retention, recruitment, and, you know, we got to keep pushing that. There's a lot of open positions in western Wyoming, as we know, north-south with these big mountain ranges is vast, so we want to continue to support YDOT and the state troopers as much as we can. I think that's really critical for all the house districts over here, and I'm going to keep working on that. But I really appreciate your time to get out and get a voice out in front of all the constituents, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Absolutely. Representative Andrew Byron, House District 22, and we'll touch base, of course, when we get closer to the session and inside the session. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.